Malachim Aleph Perek Yotes. In the previous parak, we learned about how Eliyahu had a showdown in front of all Yisrael against the Nevi'e Baal, false prophets. Eliyahu had clearly shown and proven Hashem is the master of the world, ain't old Milvado. There is nothing but Hashem. Our very existence is held together because Hashem wills it to be. Eliyahu then proceeded to massacre 450 false prophets who were on location. After several years of drought, rain had started to fall. Ahab, king of Yisrael, had fled to Izebel, his wife, to tell her about the amazing miracles he had personally witnessed from Eliyahu on Har Carmel. Keep in mind, Izebel was responsible for the death of hundreds of true Nevi'ei Hashem. After Ahab had told Izebel the miracles that had taken place, Izebel sent a messenger to Eliyahu, swearing she will have Eliyahu killed the same way the Nevi'ei Baal were killed. In Pasuk Gimel, Vayir v'yakum v'yelech al nasho v'yavol ber sheva shel Yehuda v'yanach es naro sham. Eliyahu then got up and fled for his life. He went to Be'er Sheva, which was in Yehuda, and then he proceeded and continued by himself with leaving his attendant behind him. Eliyahu continued in fear of his life by himself and sat under a tree. Eliyahu poured his heart out to Hashem for Hashem to take his soul early as he fears death by the hand of Izebel, who will surely have him killed. Eliyahu fell asleep. An angel woke Eliyahu up and showed cake and water was by his head. This was a nice miracle from Hashem to keep Eliyahu alive. After eating, Eliyahu fell back to sleep. For a second time, an angel again appeared to Eliyahu with food. Eliyahu was told to fill up on food because he will be traveling for a long time. Eliyahu walked for 40 days and 40 nights to Har Chorev, which was Har Sinai. The Mefarshim explained, just like Moshe had not eaten for 40 days and 40 nights, then received the Torah on Har Chorev, so too Eliyahu had not eaten for 40 days and 40 nights and was headed to Har Chorev. Eliyahu arrived at a cave and spent the night there. The Sfarim HaKadoshim explained, Eliyahu spent the night in that cave, pouring his heart out to Hashem, for Hashem to reveal himself to Eliyahu. Hashem then appeared to Eliyahu and started to engage Eliyahu in conversation. Eliyahu related to Hashem, I alone have stood up strongly for what is right in the eyes of Hashem. Your true prophets were killed, and now my life is in danger. It says in Pasuk Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, Vayomer, Hashem said to him, Save El Marito Bahar Lifnei Hashem. Come and stand by the precipice of the cave. V'hine Hashem Oiver, and Hashem passed by. V'ruach Gedol v'chazuk Mifarek Harim, and a great wind came by that was breaking mountains. U'mishaber Slaim Lifnei Hashem, and breaking rocks in front of Hashem. Lo v'ruach Hashem, and Hashem said, Hashem is not in the wind. The Achar Ruach Rash, and after the wind there was an earthquake. Lo Berash Hain, and Hashem is not found in the earthquake. The Achar Rash Eish, and after the earthquake there was fire. The Achar Eish Kol Demama Daka, and after the fire Hashem is found in the calm, still, thin voice. The Mefarshim explained, Hashem is not to be found in the loud fireworks of life. Rather, Hashem can be found in the small, delicate subtleties, the kol demamadaka, the calm stillness of life. The Sfarim HaKadoshim explained, a person can scream without ever making a sound. This is known as the silent scream. A person can imagine themselves screaming in their mind. This scream is very real, but can be heard by no one except yourself. This is a great way to talk to Hashem and scream to Hashem using the silent scream in your brain, especially when you're around other people and unable to move your lips. As our pasuk says, Hashem is found in the kol demamadaka, a quiet and still thin voice. After witnessing and hearing this from Hashem, Eliyahu then covered his face with his aderet, cloak, and stood by the entrance of the cave. A word on the aderet Eliyahu, cloak of Eliyahu, the Matsudas explains, it was a sign of Nevi'im to wear a cloak as a sign of their stature. The Radak and Matsudas points out, just like Moshe covered his face with a mask after being on Har Sinai, due to the amazing divine light that emanated from his face, so too Eliyahu had to cover his face from the kavod of Hashem, glory of Hashem that was radiating from Eliyahu's face at that time. Eliyahu then answered Hashem by relating he has done Hashem's work, but now his life is in danger. And Pasuk Kesvav through Yeches, Hashem told Eliyahu, one, to anoint Chazal as king over Aram, two, anoint Yehu ben Nimshi as king over Yisrael, and three, anoint Elisha ben Shaphat to be the Navi. Elisha was to kill the members of Klal Yisrael who were not initially killed by Chazal or Yehu. Note, this was Hashem's way to kill the rest of the sinners of Yisrael. And Pasuk Yetes through Chaf Aleph, which is the end of the parak, Eliyahu went to anoint Elisha as the new Navi. Prior to Elisha joining Eliyahu, Elisha said goodbye to his parents and served the people he was with a feast. And that's the end of the parak. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.